putting a pole up there, say an inch and a half pole, which is fine, I would take 3 clamps and at least 2 foot up, clamp at the top, clamp in the middle. You could even wrap the copper around it, as long as you're using copper number 8 minimum. You hit a ground rod with an acorn. You pound it in with a fence post hammer. Or we use air hammers or electric Makita hammers, and they make a bit that you could use that hammers it in. But you could use a mallet. There's all kinds of ways you can ground that down. But, yeah, it would be a good idea to make it wet and take the pole and slam it in there and get it down as much as possible. But I've put them in with sledges before. It's a pain in the rear, but it works. But, again, you get the acorn, a couple clamps, at least 2 foot up from the bottom. And even if you have enough copper, I'd wrap it around a couple times. Like, wrap it around at the top, put a clamp on it, come down, put a clamp on it, wrap it around, put a clamp on it, go to a ground rod with an acorn. Acorn, you slip the number 8 into it, and it tightens up to it. And then if you really want to do something, I would go minimum of 4 feet with 1 ground rod and another ground rod. That's the proper way to bond your panels. So at least you'd be semi of code for something. So it's, you know, that's the way I see it.
I agree.